taste of Rashi for the morning. The Torah describes how after the person becomes a Mitzora, he has to leave his place. Kol yemei asher hanega bo yitma tamehu, badad yeshev mechutz lamachaneh moshavo. He has to sit outside of the machaneh. Rashi comments, shelo yiyu tmeim yoshvinimo, v'amru rabbeinu ma nishtana mishar tmeim leyeshev badad, ha'il v'hu yivdil b'lashon hara ben ish l'ishto ben ish l'reihu afu yibadel. Rashi makes two comments. Number one, that he cannot sit with other tmeim. What does that mean, he can't sit with other tmeim? So on the face of it, it looks like he has to sit literally alone, like by himself. He can't sit with anybody else who's tamei. This is only half true. The fact is that there are different forms of tum'ah. For example, tum'at meit has to leave the machaneh of the Shekhinah. He has to leave the mikdash. But he's allowed to be in the machaneh of the Levi'im. Tum'at zav, or a zava, has to leave the machaneh of the Shekhinah and also the machaneh of the Levi'im, but he's allowed to be in the machaneh of Yisraelim. But the Mitzorah, he has to leave even the Machaneh of Yisrael. He has to be outside of the city. So this is supposed to mean that he can't sit with other Tmeim, meaning other Tmeim like Tmei Meit or Tmei Zav. But it does not mean that he's not allowed to sit with other Mitzorahim, it seems. How do we know that he's allowed to sit with other Mitzorahim? How do we know? We know almost for sure. Because of the story in Sefer Melachim that we read in the Haftarah, in Parshat Mitzorah, where you have the four Mitzorahim who are together. They're hanging out together and outside of the Machaneh. That's how they come upon the enemy encampment. So it could be that that was B'shat HaTchak, but generally speaking, that's understood to be, that's perfectly okay. Rashi's last comment is interesting. He says, why is it that these Tmeim have to sit by themselves? So he gives a homiletic reason. He says, because we know that one of the main reasons, the most famous reason for becoming a Mitzorah, is if you say Lashon Hara. And when you say Lashon Hara, you're mavdil bein ish li'ishto. This is interesting for a few reasons. Number one, he could have said bein ish the Gemara. It's quoting a Gemara. Could have said bein ish l're'ehu. Meaning, you don't only speak Lashon Hara about a man and a wife, or a husband and a wife. So it seems that what Rashi is commenting on over here is that a woman is not willing to be with a man who speaks Lashon Hara about other people and has this kind of disgusting character trait to him, which inevitably leads to actually a physically disgusting character trait, which is why they have to separate. He can't even be with his own wife. Anyways, Chodesh Tov.